a man who was at Hazeltine National Golf Club following Tiger and Potty and Vijay and all the rest yesterday is Peter Bernhardt, a good friend of the program, a frequent contributor to the program, and an attorney with the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. Peter, good morning to you.
Russ, Pat, good morning. Sitting high on the banks over Lake Minnetonka on a misty morning, but it looks like some blue skies are peeking out, and maybe we'll have a day for golf.
Well, that's the story, really, going into today's final round weather-wise, is there was a lot of rain last night. The course is going to be a lot softer. There's a report that the PGA of America, if they can't get the final round started today by 8:30 local time, which is about an hour away, they will, instead of going twosomes off, all off of number one, they'll go threesomes off of 1 and 10, which is interesting to me because it totally changes the dynamic of that final pairing. Instead of Tiger and Y.E. Yang, and of course Yang, the reigning Honda Classic champion, going off as a twosome, all of a sudden you have a threesome of Tiger, Yang, and Potty. But it sounds to me, Peter, like, and you're up there, weather looking relatively good this morning, and there's a chance that we'll get everything in without a lot of rain.
Well, it hammered last night. We took the boat to go to dinner last night, and by the time we got to the restaurant, we were soaked. But right now, it's very thin cloud cover. I can actually see a few patches of blue, cool morning, and the wind's blowing. So, I mean, I don't know if weather's blowing in or not, but right now, it's a perfect day for golf.
Hey, Peter, I always like to ask people that are at tournaments, you know, kind of what the vibe is there, because, you know, seeing it on TV and dealing always with the Tiger hype, which is justified, but do you get the sense walking around there, you know, I'm sure you're following Tiger every once in a while, is this kind of a foregone conclusion that he's going to win this thing, or do you see something from some of the other players, maybe not getting a lot of TV time, that might tell you that they're going to give Tiger somewhat of a run today?
Well, yesterday I walked the front nine with Robert Allenby and Henrik Stenson. Now, Stenson had a great round, and I didn't see any of it on the tour, on the coverage later. He missed a two-footer on the first hole. Otherwise, he shoots 32 on the front nine, and really he should have made birdie there. He had probably an 11-footer for birdie. But as we came up to the eighth hole, Tiger was coming down number one. And to give you a sense of what the atmosphere is like, I got to the eighth green, and there's an intersection there with eight and one. One goes to two, and eight goes to nine there. And they had the crowd was so thick that to let Tiger go from one green to two tee, I could not make it across nine before they finished the ninth hole. They were done with nine before I could get across and through the crowd to catch up with them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they've been talking all week long. They've been remarking on the broadcasts, both CBS broadcast as well as TNT, that the crowds are phenomenal there. Huge, huge crowds, tons of people. And they were comparing it to Bethpage and saying Bethpage U.S. Open a couple months ago, no comparison. The crowds here are larger. And that's saying something when a tournament, I think that U.S. Open drew like 200,000 fans for the week. So there are a ton of people out up there in Minnesota. And is the course handling it? Are the facilities there up to the standard to handle that many people and that much foot traffic?
When I was walking with Robert, I was talking to Sandy Allenby, and we were actually commenting on just that, and that is, I've played there before. I'm fortunate enough to have some family up here, so I've gotten to play the course a few times. That facility is so large that you don't notice how many people are there. I mean, every hole was packed with people, but it never felt like you were impeded. Unless of course you're with Tiger, and then there's nothing you can do about it. But otherwise, there was no problem getting around. And the PGA did a marvelous job setting up this facility, the villages, the tents, just the whole layout. The PGA of America gets a 5-star in my book for this event.
Absolutely. You know, Mike Davis, the USGA course setup guy, gets a lot of press, but Kerry Haig, the PGA of America's setup guru, he does a great job as well. Love the drivable par 14th this week. You know, on Thursday's first round, they opened the tournament as a 360-yard hole, so it really wasn't drivable. But yesterday, and as well as Friday, it's been a 300-yard par 4. drivable, and for some guys, even three wood. So interesting to see if today, the 14th, is 300 yards or 360. And that it's a fun hole to watch whenever you're watching a drivable par four. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by Peter Bernhardt, attorney with the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. He is up in Chaska, Minnesota, was on the grounds yesterday for the third round of the PGA Championship.
Peter, I wanted to follow up. You mentioned that you played that golf course before. You're walking around it. You're very familiar with it. With the rain, as you mentioned last night, even with Sunday pin placements, is there potential for the low round so far this week's been 67. Is there a potential for a 65 or even a 64 out there today with the course set up as you would expect on a Sunday and with the rain?
If somebody can hit 12 fairways today, that person, if they're hitting their irons well, those greens are going to hold. They were bouncing yesterday a bit, but the rain hammered yesterday, and those greens are going to be soft. And we all know that when the PGA Tour players, if they've got it in the fairway, and you get an iron in their hands, they can spin that ball, and they're going to fire at some pins. Somebody could go low.
Peter, we got to get your gut feeling here. You're a big-time golfer. You're a big-time golf fan. You've co-hosted on this show before, so you are a quote-unquote member of the golfing media. So give me your gut feeling today. Tiger is a perfect 14 for 14 in his career, turning third-round leads into wins in majors. He's got a two-stroke lead going into today's final round. Some pedigree behind him. Padraig Harrington, three-time major champ, just two shots back, along with Y.E. Yang, the reigning Honda Classic champion. What do you think happens today?
Well, I mean, we'd all like to see it be close. We'd all like to see Tiger get number 15, and I would be the dumbest pronosticator in the world if I went against Tiger. So I'm going to pick Tiger. But that being said, I think Padraig or Y.E. Yang, they've got a chance today. If Tiger gets a little hitch in his swing, he blows a few wide right like that driver can go, then who knows? But all in all, I'm going to stick with the man who's got 14 majors under his belt, and I'm calling number 15 and 71st win.
All right, not a bad pick. He is a very good friend of the program, a frequent contributor here on Golf Exchange. Peter Bernhardt, attorney with the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, joining us live this morning from Chaska, Minnesota. Peter, as always, thanks for the time. Safe travels back to South Florida.
Thanks, guys. Going to Oakland Hills on Monday, and then I'll be back on Tuesday.
Wow.
Tough life.
Yeah, tough life, Peter Bernhardt. Kind of an itinerary like Rick Haro usually has, checking out golf courses in the Midwest, making a stop here or stop there. So great job by Peter Bernhardt. Thanks much to him for joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.